صلی علی رسولنا صلی علی محمد
صلی علی رسولنا صلی
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اذان
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ حی علی الصلاۃ حی علی الصلاۃ حی علی الفلاح حی علی الفلاح اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر لا الہ الا اللہ
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے
Hazur says that with the grace of Almighty Allah, here today, the Ijtemaats of Khudam Al-Ahmadiyya Germany and Lajna Imala Germany are commencing. Also in Britain, the UK Khudam Al-Ahmadiyya Ijtema is also starting. In the same vein, there are also other countries where today Jalsas and also Ijtemaats are being held. May Allah, the Almighty, enable all these ijtemas to be successful through His special grace. May Allah enable all the participants to be those who acquire special beneficence and those who achieve the objective of attending these gatherings. May Allah, the Almighty, keep all those attending these gatherings in His special protection. May Allah, the Almighty, protect all the attendees from the evil of the envier and the wicked. With the grace of Almighty Allah, every single day we witness the progress of the Jamaat. And as the pace of this progress speeds up, in every single country of the world we see new people rise up who are jealous, envious, and also those who spread evil. And these people who are envious, and these people who spread evil, the increase of these people is a sign alone, is a proof alone that with the grace of Almighty Allah, the steps of Jamaat Ahmadiyya in the world are moving towards progress and advancement. In short, this opposition and these schemes of the enemies against the Jamaat, they are a measure of the growth of the Jamaat and also its progress. As a result of this, a believer should not become worried. Indeed, if there is something that one should be worried about, or if there is something that has the potential to perturb a believer, then it is this, that the level of his sincerity and devotion with the Jamaat and also Khilafat should never drop. His levels of treading on taqwa should never decline. In fact, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has said to this extent that if in righteousness and also in taqwa a person stagnates anywhere, then this also is something extremely dangerous for you, something you should deeply ponder upon, because after this, the decline begins. Therefore, our men, our women, our children, our elders, our youngsters, and our grown-ups need to be concerned about that enemy within that is hindering them from progressing in taqwa, that is preventing them from progressing in righteousness. In one place, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that, "Once again, I admonish the Jamaat that do not worry about the opposition of these people. Instead, increase in taqwa and also in purity, and then Allah will be with you. Allah the Almighty will deal with these people Himself." Allah says that إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا الَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ, that surely Allah is with those who are righteous and also those who do good. In short, if our steps are progressing in performing good deeds and also in taqwa, that is righteousness, and in the fear of Allah, then the enemy cannot harm us in any way, shape or form. For the last approximate 125 years, this is exactly what we have observed. Every single person has bear witness to this, and this is what we have seen. That the enemy may have taken the lives of some of our dear ones, and they may have pillaged our properties, but in return, those that departed this world, they attained Allah's pleasure, and thereby they acquired the eternal life. They were counted in those people who attained everlasting life. On an individual basis as well, this financial loss was also returned by Allah. Many of you sitting here testify to this, and on the level of the Jamaat as well. In return of this sacrifice made by these people, the rewards that Allah the Almighty has bestowed, these are immeasurable. Therefore, if we should have any concern whatsoever, then we should not be perturbed by the evil machinations and schemes of the enemies. Rather, for the sake of attaining Allah's pleasure, we should be concerned about our taqwa, that let it not be that our taqwa slips out of our hand. Let not our taqwa be deficient in any way. If we have a strong relationship with Allah, then our prayers will attract the blessings and graces of Allah. And then also, as the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, Allah will then deal with the opponents Himself, and He is dealing with the opponents Himself. Despite the fact of all the attempts and hue and cry of the enemies, who not only operate on a local level in terms of their opposition, in fact also through newspapers and TV channels, they carry out their opposition against the Jamaat in the entire world. Yet, this opposition becomes a means of introducing the Jamaat. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he would say the following, that we cannot explain how our message is being spread and conveyed. In one gathering, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, stated that people in great numbers are entering into this movement. We are apparently unaware of the causes and reasons for people entering into this movement, or of that preacher who is going and conveying people towards this. This is purely an attraction that is made from Allah the Almighty, through which people go on being attracted and drawn towards this movement. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says, Allah the Almighty has established an attraction. The extent to which Allah the Almighty wants this movement to go forth, to that degree, Allah the Almighty has set this attraction or magnetic force. So Hazur says, on the one hand, the inclination of people was drawn through the promised Messiah, peace be upon him's claim, and through reading his literature and books. Some heard the message of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and heard it from the missionaries and those people who conveyed it. They heard this, and this is how they were inclined. Some other people saw the great passion and fervor and zeal of these people, and through this Allah the Almighty showed them the path of guidance. And He still shows this, and He goes on showing these people the path of guidance. So it is such people who are not inclined through anybody's effort, but in fact they heard the message from somewhere or the other, or Allah the Almighty conveyed to them the message somehow. And this is what the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, is referring to, that Allah the Almighty himself provides them the means of their guidance. And like a magnetic force or attraction, these people go on being attracted towards the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. They were drawn in that time, that is the era of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, when he was sent to the world. And today these people go on being attracted where the promised Messiah, peace be upon his message, is being spread in so many different forms throughout the world, or to those people who truly and sincerely pray for the guidance. This also is a proof of the truthfulness of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that this magnetic attraction Allah the Almighty has maintained until today. Today as well, Allah the Almighty is providing such means that people's attention, people's inclination is being drawn towards the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, despite all this opposition. The graces, the bounties and the favors of Allah the Almighty are increasing. In one gathering, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, speaking about the opposition of the opponents, and also what Allah's will is, how Allah continues to manifest this. Regarding this, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, stated that today at night, the revelation, Inna Fir'auna wa Hamana wa Junuduhuma kanu khati'in. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that this revelation was revealed to me. And this means, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, explains this revelation himself, that finally I will manifest that the Pharaoh, that is those people who are like Pharaoh, and Haman, that is those people who are like Haman, and those people who associate with them, that are part of their group, they are all in error. Explaining this, mentioning this, in one gathering, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said that I received this revelation at night. And he said that the Pharaoh and his companions believe that the children of Israel will be destroyed, and we will quickly exterminate them. But Allah the Almighty said that these people were in error to think this. In this same way, says the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, the opponents, those who raise objection, they say that this Jamaat will come to an end. However, Allah's will is something else. Hazur says, people of the world, whether they are governments or whether they are organizations, they cannot exterminate divine jamaats. Many large pharaoh-like, Haman-like figures came. They departed the world, failing in their attempts. Many large, envious people came. They burned in the fire of self-envy, and they continue to burn in this self-envious fire. Many major mischievous people raised up, yet they became the target of their own mischief. The accounts of the blessings of Allah were being related, how this turns people and transforms them. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says in some places we cannot explain or not aware how the message is being conveyed. As I said, this is also being witnessed today, and we see this in profusion all over the place. These incidents that are occurring nowadays, I have collated some of them, and I present these before you. Ivaz Ahmed Sahib is an Ahmadi of ours from Palestine. He says that in a dream in childhood, the Holy Prophet ﷺ gives me the glad tidings that I will be a soldier of the Imam Mahdi. Since then, I was in search of the Imam Mahdi. Once, by chance, I saw a Christian channel where I saw people using filthy language against Islam and the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Immediately, I started flicking through different Arabic channels that perhaps somebody would be responding to these Christians, but all they were talking about was magic, divorce, and selfish or useless things, instead of replying to those Christians. A short while after, to my good fortune, I found MTA. I felt that these people are true. Then I started watching that continuously. This channel shook me to the core. Now, after being reassured and being firm on belief, I want to do the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance. Please accept my Pledge of Allegiance. Then, one of our friend Ahmed Ibrahim Sahib, he is from a certain Arab country. He says that quite suddenly, I had the opportunity to watch MTA. First, I hesitated, but then, slowly and gradually, I started being reassured and becoming firm in belief. After doing istikhara, I received a reply, "Alladhina yubai'una innama yubai'una Allah." I have to face opposition and hardship from my family because they are influenced by the Maulvis. He writes that please pray for my steadfastness and also that my family are guided. Azur says, pray that Allah accepts the pious prayers and desires of this person. Then there is Muhammad Abdullati Sahib. He is of Egypt. He writes that this is something that happened 2 years ago, that flicking through the TV channels, spontaneously, I had the opportunity to watch MTA. I was astonished watching the programs on this channel. I became compelled to deeply reflect over the commentary of the Quran and Hadith being provided by the Ahmadis. On the other channels, I also watched the programs of the Maulvis. When I made this comparison, I realized that up till now, the truth had been concealed from me. The true and pure Islam is that being presented by you. Everything else is nonsense. Allah the Almighty, upon this, provided me with guidance. I am a simple Muslim. All my household are against my being an Ahmadi. Nobody is prepared to listen to me because the Maulvis have brainwashed them. I request that you pray that all of them are guided. Hazur says, may Allah the Almighty also fulfill the pious intentions and supplications of him. Then there is a Hasti Sahib from Egypt. He says that after doing the bed, the Pledge of Allegiance, it felt as if I had been born again, and as if I was living in the era of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Before this, I could not understand many issues, for example, to do with Wafat-e Masih, the death of the Messiah. But through the Jamaat, I attained that knowledge that was lost. Now, the Maulvis have started opposing us greatly and have declared us as out of the fold. We have a large house, which for a long time we intended to convert into a mosque. But Allah the Almighty did not want that to happen then. But now, we will convert this into a mosque and present this to the Jamaat. The Maulvis are opposing us most greatly and are attempting to apostatize us from Ahmadiyyat. During this time, I performed the istikhara. I received the response that these people are the deniers of the Imam Mahdi. After listening to MTA, I discuss with people and reply to their questions. Hazur says, this person is writing about himself, that I hear things from MTA, then I meet people and I propagate the faith to them and I respond to them. So he writes that during the previous government, I had the opportunity to become a prisoner in the way of Allah and endure difficulties. The Maulvis made false allegations against me, and I was severely tortured. And during this interrogation, I also did tabligh. I propagated the faith. Hazur says that on the one side, he was tortured, and on the other side, he was doing tabligh. So this person continues that a concerned officer said that listening to your arguments, I have also been convinced of the death of the Messiah. So this person also asks him about jihad, and this person writes that I told him that we only believe in a defensive jihad. Hazur says, so look, the purpose of those people was to remove this person from Ahmadiyyat, but instead these people were compelled to agree. So these people fell into their own trap. In fact, the hunter fell prey to the prey itself. So this is the impact of the beautiful teachings brought by the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and the effect it has upon the people. This person writes that regarding the Jamaat and regarding the Ahmadis in Egypt, he asked the details, and he asked that, why do you do tabligh? So I said that I do not do tabligh myself. But if somebody asks me, then most surely I will explain to them, because Ahmadis do not lie. Now this is a special distinction and quality of an Ahmadi. This is the hallmark of an Ahmadi. Everywhere in the world, falsehood is rampant. In the previous week's sermon, I spoke about falsehood in great detail. So therefore, we should also remember, every single one of us needs to keep in mind, that this great distinguishing feature, no Ahmadi should ever leave this or forget this. Those who are newly joining Ahmadiyyat, they establish these levels, and with steadfastness and with great resolution, they remain bent on this belief that they will not lie. This is because after coming into the Bayt, the Pledge of Allegiance of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that pious reformation that you need to inculcate within your heart, that can only occur when your every step, your every word is a truthful one, and every single thing that you utter is truthful. Therefore, this is the splendor and glory of an Ahmadi that every Ahmadi needs to uphold, that an Ahmadi does not lie. So this person says further that the police people said that if you continue your tabligh, your preaching, then we will make an allegation against you that you performed a bomb blast and we will give you punishment. This is the extent to the opposition. But this person said, I do not care. In fact, he said that the Maulvi said that your wives have deceived you and entered you into this Jamal. But the wife also, she was firm in her faith. She manifested this firmness in her belief and said, I am an Ahmadi before him. Kazuru says, this is a splendor and bravery that today has been born by the truthfulness of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, into people's faith. Then there is a friend, Osama Sahib, who is from Algeria. He says that before 2 years ago, I knew nothing about the Jamaat. One day, suddenly, my son told me about MTA, but I dismissed it, laughing it off. But once I had to face family problems within the house. Then, regarding religious matters and the lives of the prophets, I started reflecting upon this. I saw your channel. I found everything truthful in it. Your teachings, your commentary made my heart reassured. I started studying Tafsir Kabir, the commentary of the Holy Quran, and I started studying it. But I had to face opposition on the way. Then, I started reflecting on the lives of the previous prophets, that they also had to face opposition, just as the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, is opposed, etc., etc. So he says that, please accept my bayt, my pledge of allegiance. I will fulfill your every command. Hazur said, these people are those who are enhancing in their sincerity and devotion. Then there is Tayyab Sahib of Morocco. He relates his account that if the Hayat channel of the Christians did not exist, I would not be enabled to take the bayt, the pledge of allegiance. So he provides the details. The reason for this is that for some time I was watching this channel, and how they were abusing the splendor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how the Muslims were unable to reply. They were rendered speechless, and my heart was rent, anguished. But I could not do anything. One day, spontaneously, I was flicking the channels through Hotbird when I found MTA Al-Arabiya. So this person is living in Spain nowadays. So he says that normally I do not watch the channels on Hotbird. But anyhow, on MTA, there was a debate going on with Christians about the sinlessness of the prophets and also the distortions in the Bible. I was extremely pleased that I found the purpose that I was looking for. And that thing that was lost, I found. After watching for some time, I was reassured. I am writing a letter of bayt, pledge of allegiance. Now, I listen to the senseless talk of the Maulvis regarding the jinn and other useless or pointless things. And I am amused that before I would praise these very people and I would listen to these same people. Then from Morocco is an Abdullah Sahib. He says that for the last few months I am watching your programs, and the subjects of the Holy Quran, the knowledge from it, and also the foundation Islamic way of thinking, all of this presented I really liked. It is a well-known fact that the traditional commentaries entail many nonsensical things. Many erroneous commentaries have ingrained themselves into people's minds, and they are contrary to logic. For example, regarding jinn, that they possess people, or that there are paranormal or abnormal creatures. I rejected these concepts before. Hazur says that some weak Ahmadis who do not have full knowledge, who do not try to acquire knowledge, in particular women, they are inclined towards such things even now. They may be just one or two here and there. They are unread and also ignorant, but I have also heard that there are people like this here. They should keep in mind that every intelligent person, he would reject such concepts. These do not exist. So this person says that one day I asked my officer about Hazrat Adam, peace be upon him, not being the first human. And I said, when the angel said that this person would cause disorder and also spread bloodshed, so if humans were not present before, then how would angels know that humans have blood within them? And so on and so forth. So this officer said that these are very dangerous thoughts. Do not say this before anybody else. Then he says that suddenly I was acquainted with your channel. I was extremely pleased when you said that the Holy Quran is a living and illuminating book. That God who bestows graces and bounties, he sent the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and he revealed to him the secrets of his knowledge. So that through that, the doubts and suspicions within people can be abated and dispelled, that has left people totally baffled, and through which the Arabs, they have been left behind in terms of progress and advancement. Instead, they are declining and they have been split and divided into schisms. He says that, accept my bid, my pledge of allegiance. Entering into the Jamaat today gives me a feeling of great pride. Then there is a Yasir Sahib. He is from the Sultanate of Oman. He writes this in June 2011. He says, for a long time I was in search of the truth, but now I have acquired it. Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to Allah. Observing the dire condition of the Muslims, it was my extreme desire that if only the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that he would return once again for the progress of the Muslims. Once I was flicking through different channels when spontaneously I had the opportunity to watch MTA. When I saw the picture of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, it seemed as if that was the picture of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This picture deeply impacted my heart. Once there, somebody was talking about the coming of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and they were explaining the Dajjal, the Antichrist, that this actually means Christian priest. First I opposed this view, but then the truth descended upon me. Until 2 a.m. in the morning, I kept watching MTA. My love for the Jamaat and also for the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, intensified. Gratitude be to Allah that he guided me towards the true Islam and enabled me to accept it. So he writes that the books of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and also Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II's Tafsir-e-Kabir, I read, and I greatly enjoyed reading it, and I also have a great desire to meet you. Hazur says that these people are not only taking the bid, the pledge of allegiance, they are also increasing their knowledge after. This is something of deep concern for those who are born Ahmadi, and they believe that Ahmadiyyat is running through our bloods. We do not need to acquire any further knowledge. We do not need to increase our levels of taqwa or righteousness. Then there is a lady, Beri Fan Sahiba. She also has two children and she lives in Norway, and she's originally from Kurdistan. She says that in 2006, I quite suddenly had the opportunity to watch MTA. Listening to you and also the correct statements about Islam greatly pleased me. After, I lost how to find this channel. But then one day after, I found out how to find this channel. The program Al-Hawar al-Mubashir was on air. Listening to the arguments and also the commentary of the Holy Quran deeply impacted me. At the end, the picture of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was shown. I had not a moment of doubt about the truthfulness of him, but I was greatly saddened. Why did I not know about him before? I had some uncertainty about the prophethood of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, but after the explanations and commentary provided by the Jamaat, this concern was abated. Now, I testify that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, is a true Imam Mahdi. He says, this service that you are providing makes me greatly envious and I want to partake in this jihad. So please give me this opportunity. Hazur says that this is that beautiful jihad, the teaching of which was given by the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And it was given after acquiring knowledge from the Quran and the Hadith. This is a jihad that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, introduced in this time, which is not only meant for men, but in fact, women are also participating in this jihad shoulder to shoulder with men. In fact, at times, women contribute even more than men. Then there is Hussein Muhammad Saleh Sahib. He is also from Algeria. He says, writing to me, that approximately 10 years ago, I knew nothing about Islam, apart from the ceremonial or ritual Islam that everybody is acquainted with. I was facing many problems, but still I would read the Holy Quran and try to understand it. One day I was sitting before the TV. I was looking for some religious channel when I came across MTA. There the program Al-Hawar al-Mubashir was on air. Its style, its scholarly standard, and the subject matter being discussed were all greatly liked by me. In particular, the great knowledge of all the scholars in that program, in particular about Islam, greatly impacted me. So from this moment, I am an Ahmadi, and my spirituality has greatly increased. Many Arabic and French books and magazines, and he says to me, and your sermons are with me. And I also have downloaded Tafsir-e Kabir and printed it, so that I can communicate with people easier. He says that I delayed taking the bid, the Pledge of Allegiance, because although I considered myself as an Ahmadi, the light of faith had not completely embedded within me, and I was afraid that I may be one who does something contrary to the conditions of bid. He says, please pray that Allah provides me with guidance, forgives me, and grants me steadfastness. Hazur says, these are the concerns of those who are becoming new Ahmadis. There are many old Ahmadis who are descendants of saintly and elder people of the Jamaat. They should develop these same concerns within them. That how are we to fulfill the conditions of the bid with all our capabilities and all our strength? It is only then that we can be called true Ahmadis. Then there is Anasir Sahib. He is also an Arab. He says that 4 years ago, I started searching for the truth within. I heard the debates and discussions from the Sunnis, the Shias, the Isna'i Ashari, and from all sides. This is also a sect of the Shias, Isna'i Ashari. They believe in the 12 Imams. So this person continues that I heard the discussions of all these sides and found the arguments of the Sunnis stronger. Then, approximately 3 months ago, coincidentally, I was acquainted with MTA. My attention was grabbed by Mukarram Thani Tahir Sahib. My interest in the Jamaat grew. And I learned that all that is spread about the Jamaat by people, all of this is based on the books of those Maulvis against the Jamaat, for example, Ehsan La Zaheer. Similarly, in my society, the attitude of those Maulvis about the views of the people also worried me most greatly. Because here there are some Shia and people deride them. In my heart, I will also consider that in matters of religion, nobody should be a target of mockery. Because at the end of the day, our ancestors were Christians or Shias, etc. And I would always say that if I am on the truth, then I should pray for others. I should not deride them, and neither should I be arrogant. Because this is the Sunnah, the way of the Prophets. Similarly, I do not consider the concepts of the Salafi correct. I agree with the arguments provided by Hani Tahir Sahib. Please provide me with further arguments regarding the truthfulness of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and also what I need to do after the bid. Hazur says, so these are the type of letters that people are writing in. Then there is a Ghareeb, Muhammad Sahib of Iraq. He says that for 3 years I have been watching MTA and I was studying it. Then I did istikhara, but for many days I saw no dream. But I kept on carrying out this istikhara. Then one day in a dream, somebody says to me, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is remembering you and calls upon you. So this person takes me to the tent and says, go inside it. and meet the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. I go to a tent upon a hill, and I met the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that same person said to me, now go to the other hill and meet the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. In the dream, I become astonished that how can the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be two entities? So then I went to the tent on the other hill. I saw him in the same countenance and same demeanor, but his height was a bit shorter. After this dream, I became reassured, and now I want to do the bed, the pledge of allegiance. What I like best is that in the Jamaat, people of every country and every nation, without discrimination, regardless of color, caste, and creed, are joining, Hazur says. So this work of joining and uniting the world under one hand through the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, this task is only being carried out by Jamaat Ahmadiyya. Then there is a person called Khalid Sahib. He says that once a non-Ahmadi friend, he told me about the Jamaat, that these people in India believe that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, came there, and he told me about different views of the Jamaat. I started becoming reassured in my heart from the beginning. Then I saw MTA and I was further reassured, and I told this friend that I want to do the best, the Pledge of Allegiance. He said, astonished, that, are you crazy? I said, my heart is satisfied, I want to do the bed, the Pledge of Allegiance. Before, I had only seen the photo of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and I had become completely convinced of his truthfulness. From MTA, I learned of the true picture of Islam and also the correct commentaries. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. Through it, I learned of the Imam of the time. Approximately 1 year ago, in a dream, I saw the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who kissed me on my face. This humble one complained to the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, about the dire state of my people, my government, and the rulers. He writes further that you people have opened our eyes, have dispelled me from darkness, and shown me the truth. So thank you for this. He says, it is my ardent desire, he says to me, that I should take the bed, the Pledge of Allegiance, physically at your hands. Then another account, there are many accounts, they cannot all be detailed, but I have taken this account from Africa. Amir Sahib Gambia writes that in the Bari area, under the supervision of the local Sadr Sahib, a Tabligh program was held. Through this Tabligh program, a friend, Alio Kamara Sahib, he was contacted. Hazur says that in Africa, normally in places, the vowel sound is placed with names. So they would say Alio Kamara Sahib, whereas the name would be Ali Kamara Sahib, who was a Muslim. So he was told about the doctrines of the Jamaat, and for 2 weeks continuously this discussion ensued. Then the Sadr Sahib said that seek guidance from Allah, and I will also pray from you. Then on that same day, what happened, through the grace of Allah, that between the night of 25th and 26th May, he sees a dream that an elder or saintly person wearing a turban is calling him towards him. And he says, come, guidance is here. In the morning, he woke up and related his dream. He says that that elder or saintly person I saw in the dream, he is the Imam Mahdi, because he had already seen a picture of the Imam Mahdi in a magazine given to him during the Tabligh. So then he was handed the Tabligh form, the Bed form, and he was told that before you fill this out, study it carefully. Ali Al-Kamara Sahib, when he read the Bed form, he said that now I cannot wait any longer. So at that time, he filled out the Bed form and entered into the Jamaat. Amir Sahib, Ivory Coast, writes that in the Wavakia region, in the village Niakara, there was a Marabu, that is, those people who dispel amulets or charms, such a Molvi. His name was Kone Ibrahim. He saw a dream that an elder or saintly person meets him and says that I am the Jesus Prophet. One day he came to the Ahmadiyya Mission House, and he saw the picture of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and became dumbfounded and said, this is that same person who introduced me and said that he was the Prophet Jesus. At that very moment, he did the bed, the Pledge of Allegiance, and that work of dispelling the amulets and charms, he also eradicated. Hazur says that, in short, there are so many similar accounts and narrations which prove how Allah the Almighty, despite the fact that these righteous persons face so much opposition, and also Despite the fact that attempts are made by the Maulvis and also other people to hinder these people from the right path, Allah, through different means and through different techniques, keeps on guiding these pious persons, and He goes on to do this. After hearing the message of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, or after looking at his photo, a magnetic attraction overcomes them with the grace of Almighty Allah. The progress and advancement of the Jamaat is much greater than those efforts being made by us. So therefore, this is divine work being carried out. And inshallah, this is going to reach a successful end. However, this advancement also reminds us towards the following, that we need to also look at our own state. We may be those who have accepted Ahmadiyyat a long time ago, or we may be those who are descendants of those who accepted Ahmadiyyat in the past. We need to look at how we have to transform our own state, what we need to do, what levels we need to attain. As I stated, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, stated that if you are falling back in righteousness, then be concerned, be worried. Because when this happens, a person goes on declining, and he declines to a great extent. After coming into the fold of the bear, the pledge of allegiance, what are those matters that we need to implement? This is what we need to deeply reflect upon. Some matters that need to be given attention, I shall present in the blessed words of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, peace be upon him. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that there are two major parts of the Sharia and two aspects of it. The safeguarding of this is necessary for a person. First of all, Haqqullah, the rights of Allah, and secondly, Haqqul Abad, the rights due to people. Haqqullah, the rights of Allah, is that Allah should be loved, He should be followed and obeyed, He should be worshipped. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah should be upheld, and in His attributes and also in His being, no other partner should be associated. Haqqul Abad, the rights due to people, is that our brother should not display arrogance, should not cheat, should not be cruel or oppressive in any way, shape or form to another brother. In short, in terms of morals, there should be no anomaly, there should be no distortion. On the surface, these are just two phrases. On the surface, these are just two sentences. But to implement these two phrases is extremely difficult. And this is the work assigned to an Ahmadi today. Hazrat says, this is not an easy task. Unlike the Maulvis who just get ready-made food, this is something we need to give our attention towards. So the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that it is only through Allah's extraordinary grace that a person can adopt both these two aspects. So a person at all times should prostrate and submit before Allah for His grace, that may our steps never reverse and falter. May we never fall back in righteousness. May we always progress in taqwa, and may the grace of Allah always be with us. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says some people are very short-tempered. That is, they become angry easily. When they become impassioned with anger, neither does his heart nor his tongue remain pure. Hazur says, when a person becomes infuriated, when he becomes overcome with anger, then neither is his heart pure and neither is his tongue pure. This is what we have seen. So many problems, so many fights, so many enmities is because either rancor develops in the heart and revenge is taken, or they speak in such an abusive way that it does not appear in any way that a believer is talking who should be using pure language. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says, in the heart, impure plans are made against a brother, and with the tongue, abusive language is used, and then spite forms within him. In some, lustful inclinations are born. He is overcome with that, and he breaks the boundaries of Allah. Hazrat says that in some places, to watch dirty movies, to listen to filthy things, to watch improper things, all of these things are born for this reason. That there is no taqwa in the heart. And this is that lustful inclination that overcomes a person. In particular, youngsters should pay heed to this. So the promised Messiah says further that in short, until the moral state of a person is not completely corrected, that perfect belief that enters a person into the Munim Alayh group, the people who Allah is pleased with, and which forms a true light in him, he could not enter that until he does this. Hazrat says, this is something of extreme concern, that we are pledging that we are going to increase in our faith. But the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, says, perfect belief cannot be formed if all of these things are still within you. So therefore, we should make efforts day and night. The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, says that day and night, you should strive that a person should accept God as one and should reform his moral standard. Hazrat says that, in other words, once you have established the belief that I worship only the one God, then you also need to reform your moral state. The promised Messiah alayhi salam said, I observe that the moral state is very low. Hazrat says that this is despite the fact that that standard of morality was extremely high at the promised Messiah alayhi salam's time. But he wanted to see that moral state even higher. So today we need to assess ourselves at what is our state. The promised Messiah alayhi salam says, often people harbor bad thoughts about others. They do not think well of their brothers, and on small and trivial matters, they think ill of their brother. And they attribute such weaknesses to their brother that if that same defect was attributed to that same person who was speaking ill or backbiting about the other, then he himself would extremely dislike this. This is why, first and foremost, it is necessary that to the greatest extent possible, do not think ill of your brother and always think well of him, because through this love spreads, affection increases, and mutual strength is also formed. Through this, a person is able to save himself from certain other things, for example, spite, malice, and also rancor. The jealousy of the opponents is already burning against us. If we also adopt these same habits, then what is the point of remaining in this Jamaat? Then the promised Messiah alayhi salam says that, then I observe that there are many who have no compassion towards their brother. If one of the brother dies of hunger, then the other is not paying heed towards this, and he is not prepared to come forth and help. Or if his brother is engulfed in some other difficulty or problem, then he does not even do this much, that he should spend some of his wealth to help him. The hadith entails the instruction of showing compassion towards your neighbor and coming forth to help him, to the degree that if you are cooking meat, so increase the amount of shorba or soup so you can give some to your neighbor. But what happens instead? They fill their own stomachs and they do not care for their neighbor. Do not assume that a neighbor only means he whose house is joined with you. In fact, your brothers, they are also your neighbors, even if they live hundreds of miles away from you. Therefore, when we reform our own conditions, then most surely the birth of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and also entering into the Jamaat of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, we would be fulfilling the due adequately. May Allah the Almighty make it so that the new Ahmadis go on attaining their high standards, and also old Ahmadis and those Ahmadis who are slack, who have forgotten about striving to elevate their standards. May they also be those who fulfill the due of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him's bid. May we be those who fulfill the objective of the promised Messiah, alayhi salam's bid, that is, pledge of allegiance, regarding the purpose of his advent, and also the opposition of the opponents, and also the progress of the movement. In one place, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that there are two objectives of my advent. For Muslims, it is this, that true taqwa and nobility of purity should be established. They should become such true Muslims that Allah the Almighty desired for them to be, as he has mentioned. And for the Christians, the cross should be broken. Their false god should not be seen. The world should forget this false god and completely forget it. They should worship the one God. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says, these people, observing these two objectives of mine, why do they oppose me? Hazrat says, particularly amongst the Muslims, these are the main two purposes, to establish taqwa and also tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Even seeing this, he says, they oppose me. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says, that work that is filled with hypocrisy and also with the filth of the world, it will be consumed by its own toxin and poison. Hazrat says that the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, says that if there is any hypocrisy in me, in the work that I am carrying out, and if it is for the filth and improper things of this world, then a person would be destroyed by the toxin of his own filth if this were true. Can a liar ever be successful? Allah the Almighty states that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ هُوَ مُسْرِفُ الْقَزَّابِ. Certainly Allah guides not one who is a transgressor and a liar. The lying of a liar is sufficient for him, but that task that is for the glory of Allah and for the blessings of His Prophet and the manifestation and proof of this, and if this plant is planted by Allah Himself, then the angels safeguard that plant themselves. Who can uproot this? Remember, if my movement was my own business, then that would be destroyed and no name of it would be left. But if this is from Allah, most surely this is from Allah, that even if the entire world opposes this, this would spread, this would grow, and the angels would safeguard it. Even if one person, the promised Messiah alayhi salam says, even if one person is not with me and nobody helps me, even then I believe that this movement would be successful. Hazur says, now look, these accounts that have been related, how Allah the Almighty infused this within the hearts of people Himself. One person in childhood, Allah infuses in his heart that you are a soldier of the Imam Mahdi. And many years after he grows up, his young years also pass by, then he finds out that the advent of the Imam Mahdi has occurred. And this is how Allah the Almighty is supporting and aiding the promised Messiah alayhi salam himself. This is what this means, that even if nobody helps you, then even then Allah the Almighty will help you and this movement would succeed. We need to look at our own conditions. The promised Messiah alayhi salam says, I do not care at all about the opposition. I believe this is essential for the progress of my movement. It never has happened that a chosen one of Allah or a Khalifa has come to the world and people accepted him without complaint or murmur. The state of the world is most strange. A person may be very true and very honest, but other people do not leave him. They go on making allegations. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says, it is Allah's grace that the progress of a Jamaat is extraordinary. Sometimes lists of 400 or 500 arrive. On a daily basis, requests from 10 or 15 people come for bid for pledges of allegiance. This is separate to those people who come here in person and enter into the fold. Hazur says, these are accounts from the time of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, and as I related in the accounts I read out, that now Allah the Almighty has set this wave of acceptance all over the world, the quantity of bears, the pledges of allegiance, sometimes exceed 400 or 500 and sometimes reach thousands. Allah the Almighty is continuing to carry out His work. May Allah the Almighty also grant us the ability that we also may do justice to our bear, to our pledge of allegiance, and also to our entering into this Jamaat. At the end, I shall read out a very devout and profound prayer of the promised Messiah alayhi salam. This expresses his state of heartfelt pain and passion. The promised Messiah alayhi salam was in a gathering where the number of earthquakes and disasters was being spoken of. And you see today, this is occurring as well. The promised Messiah alayhi salam says that, I pray that God protects and safeguards the Jamaat. And it is made evident to the world that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was a true prophet. And people develop faith in the existence of God. And regardless of the earthquakes that occur, that people for once recognize God and have faith in him. Hazur says that, may Allah make it so that, as I have said, the great intensity of calamities and disasters occurring in the world, that the world observes this and recognizes Allah and His Messenger and Muslims as well, that they also identify that great devotee of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and regain that lost glory of the past and become the means of establishing Tawheed, the oneness of Allah.
Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.